The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 166, A Celtic Dinner Party. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Experience travel like you've never done before. Join me in 2015 on a Celtic invasion of Ireland. You'll enjoy a small, friendly group that is one-third the size of most tour groups. You'll smile, you'll laugh, and you'll make lots of wonderful new memories. In June 2015, when we explore the Giant's Causeway before spending a week in County Donegal, where we will experience one of the most unvisited parts of Ireland where glorious secrets await, including the Slieve League, which are the highest cliffs in Ireland and the second highest in Europe. The Slieve League cliffs plunge into the wild Atlantic Ocean to calm and sheltered tidal inlets and are a sheer wonder of nature. Fall in love with the landscape that inspired W.B. Yeats. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic podcaster, a musician, and your host. So, I am glad to be here, and I thought we would theme this with a little dinner party type feel. Maybe not a whole lot, but it's great music, so who cares? What you first heard there was Chiana with Matt Peoples, Pauline Connolly's, and Mall Queens from The Loneliest Road. And I do want to let you know that I was really excited to see that I am just $4 away from unlocking the first milestone on Patreon. That is the way you can, one of the ways you can support the podcast. You can head on over to CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron to make a per episode donation or whatever you like. And just $4 more, and I'm going to let you easily download all the first three seasons, I guess it'll be, of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Head on over there to show your support. CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. Let's get into music. Next up is Mithril with Da Slocket Light and the Jig of Slurs from The Return Home.
Thank you. could not be in love with Bonnie Maggie Lauder. A piper met her gonna fife. He asked her what they called her. Right scornfully she answered him, "Be gone, you heathen shagger. Be on your way, you blather skate. My name is Maggie Lauder."
Up the stairs, down the stairs, I play my chanter rarely. The more you hug and kiss the girls, the more they'll want to marry.
Oh, make sissy and buy me bags, I'm fidgin' for to see ya. Sit down by me, make Bonnie Birdie, truth I would not steer you. For I am a piper to me trade, my name's Rob the Ranter. The lasses left as they were daft when I blow on my chanter.
Up the stairs, down the stairs, I play my chanter rarely. The more you hug and kiss the girls, the more they'll want to marry.
How else is Meg, have you your bags, and is your drone in order? If you be Rob, I've heard of you, do you live on the border? The lasses of both far and near have heard of Rob the Ranter. I'll shake my feet with right goodwill if you'll blow on your chanter.
Up the stairs, down the stairs, I play my chanter rarely. The more you hug and kiss the girls, the more they'll want to marry.
Then to his bags he flew with speed, about the drone he twisted, right up and walloped o'er the green, for scarce she could resist it. "Well done," says he, "well right," says she, "well Bob," says Rob the Ranter, "it's worth my while to play indeed when I have such a dancer."
Up the stairs, down the stairs, I play my chanter rarely. The more you hug and kiss the girls, the more they'll want to marry.
"Oh, well, you've played your part," says Meg, "your cheeks are light the crimson. There's none in Scotland played so well since we lost Abby Simpson. I've lived in Fife, both maid and wife, for 10 years and a quarter. The next time you're in Easter Fair, I'll just ask for Maggie Lauder."
Up the stairs, down the stairs, I play my chanter rarely. The more you hug and kiss the girls, the more they'll want to marry. Up the stairs, down the stairs, I play my chanter rarely. The more you hug and kiss the girls, the more they'll want to marry.
songs have come and gone, but you shine through with more poetry, verse, and soul than anyone I knew. Gianna Dreams holds a special place for me to be. We'd meet up in back rooms and beg each other to breathe. We'd add various verses, make them our own, make them our own. And end up in different time, call it our own. Call it our own. Rocky roads and rare old times rode on too long. I need someone to love me and tell me I'm playing it wrong. The festival ended, the festival ending was rough. The first drink is tough, and 100 is never enough. We'd add various verses, make them our own, make them our own. And end up in different time, and call it our own. Call it our own. In my dreams, I find myself walking around this town, up to no good, sleeping rough with a rough sort of crowd. At times in my dreams, I find myself covered and spoiled by this soil. The locals are shattered and restless. Singer is royal. We'd add various verses, make them our own, make them our own. And end up in different time, and call it our own, call it our own. Make them our own, make them our own. And end up in different time, and call it our own, call it our own, call it our own.
Mithril was the Makeham and Spain Brothers with Maggie Lauder from Up the Stairs. Then came Socks in the Frying Pan with Afe Johnson's Freak Out from their self-titled album. Then came the John Byrne Band with various verses from After the Wake. And finally, James Scott Skinner with Highland Reels, Laird o' Thrums, Gavin McMillan, Laird o' Drumblair, and Gladstone's Reel from The Strathspey King. I had a great concert last night. Okay, Sunday night, I should say, since not all of you are getting this podcast early. But I did the show, a show on Concert Window, and I mentioned it last week, and the show was went fantastic. It was a big success for all the people who came and gave it a listen and watched me perform. And I hope you, if you are one of those people, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to do another one sometime in the future. You can find out by joining my mailing list at markgun.com. In the meantime, I'm also packing up CDs for my next album, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. A lot of people supported that as well. And the official CD release date is September 8th, 2014. In the meantime, I'm compiling over 200 pre-orders for the album through my Kickstarter. And slowly but surely, I will get those to you. If you have any reviews or comments of the podcast, I would love to hear them. You can post them on iTunes and Stitcher. You can post your comments on Facebook as well. But I would love the feedback, so please share it if you're willing. Next up is Heather Gilmore and Jeff Moore with I Once Knew a Pretty Girl from their album Traditional Irish Music.
Once I knew a pretty girl, I loved her as my life. I'd gladly give my heart and hand to make her my wife. Ooh, to make her my wife. She took me by the hand, she led me to the door. I put my arms around her and I asked her once more. Ooh, I asked her once more. But she looked me in the eyes with scorn and disdain, and the answer that she gave me was, don't come again. Ooh, was don't come again. So I stayed away for just 6 weeks, which caused her much pain, and she wrote me a letter and she asked me again. Ooh, she asked me again. But I wrote her an answer just for to let her know that young men should not venture where they once could not go. Ooh, where they once could not go. So come all you young men, a warning take by me, and don't shed your affections on a green growing tree. Ooh, on a green growing tree. For the leaves they will weather, and the roots they will decay, and the beauty of a young maid will soon fade away. Ooh, will soon fade away. I once knew a pretty girl, a charming beauty bright, and to make her my wife was my own heart's delight. Ooh, my own heart's delight. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Pachin, and you're listening to Mark Gunn's marvellous Irish and Celtic music podcast, Sláinte.
Female, as you may understand, her mind been bent on rambling up to a foreign land. She dressed herself in men's attire, and well she did appear, as she hired with a sea captain to serve him for a year. The captain's wife, she being on board, she seemed in great joy to see her husband had engaged such a handsome cabin boy. Well, now and then she'd slip him a kiss, she would have liked a toy, but the captain found the secret of that handsome cabin boy. Her lips, they were like roses red, her hair all full of curls. The sailors often smiled and said, she looks just like a girl. But eating of the captain's biscuit, a colour did destroy, and the wasted swell of pretty Nell, that handsome cabin boy. Was in the Bay of Biscay, a gallant ship she ploughed. One night among the sailors was a fearful flurry and row. They tumbled from their hammocks, the sleep it did destroy, and they cursed about the groaning of that handsome cabin boy. Dear old doctor, the cabin boy did cry, my time has come, I am undone, and I must surely die. The doctor came a-running and laughed to see the fun. Ha ha, to think a cabin boy should have a daughter or a son. The sailors, when they saw the joke, they all did stand and stare. The joke belonged to none of them, they solemnly did swear. The captain's wife, she said to him, my dear, I wish you joy, to see that you or me's betrayed that handsome cabin boy. Well, sailors, take your tits of rum and drink success to train, and likewise do the cabin boy, who's neither man nor man. He's hoping wars to rise again, or sailors to destroy, and he's hoping for a jolly look for a that handsome cabin boy. And he's hoping for a jolly lot more of that handsome cabin boy. And he's hoping for a jolly lot more like that handsome cabin boy.
feeling. Came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell, and the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. To begin the morning, the warden calling, get up out of bed, you, and clean out your cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal sleeping. As I lay there dreaming of my girl Sal, oh, and the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal. There are 75 women and 'tis among them I wish I did dwell. Oh, the old triangle went jingle jangle all along all along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Hold me high and send me low, for it is time for me to go. And in my eyes you'll see no tears, for I have lived 100 years. Before you throw the ropes below and fan the soil from head to toe, I'll turn my tongue, be balladeer, and sing a song of 100 years. I was born when horses pulled the plow and marriage held by but a vow. A beggar's hand assumed sincere, much has changed, these 100 years, an early age behind the mule, an equal grip on books and school, a mighty fleet I'd commandeer to sail me through 100 years. So hold me high and send me low, for it is time for me to go. And in my eyes you'll see no tears, for I have lived 100 years. I took my boat on the stormy sea, never I dreamt of one like thee. On a nearby shore you did appear, to take my hand for 100 years. A daughter's care, a quarter share, the loyal son, I had a pair. My every word they would revere, to make me proud for 100 years. So hold me high and send me low, for it is time for me to go. And in my eyes you'll see no tears, for I have lived 100 years. Brides and grooms and baby booms, a sea of smiles splashed through the room. And through the years, be it smile or tears, I'd hold dear all 100 years. I'll hold you all deep in my heart, fondly filling every part. And as I watch you disappear, I'll recall all 100 years. So hold me high and send me low, for it is time for me to go. And in my eyes you'll see no tears, for I have lived 100 years. And as I watch you disappear, sing a song of 100 years.
After Heather Gilmore and Jeff Moore came J.J. Sheridan with Believe Me, of all those endearing young charms from his album Irish Piano Classics. I thought that kind of set the mood for a dinner party of sorts. You have to have some piano music, right? Great, a lot of Irish classic music on classical piano here. So that's J.J. Sheridan. Then came Pochin with The Handsome Cabin Boy from their brand new album Wish. Then came Smitty's Kitchen with Ivy Leaf Reel from A Second Season, and Tally Moore with Old Triangle from Tally Moore. And finally, Adam Beattie and the Consultants with A Song of 100 Years from Songs of 100 Years EP. I want your feedback. You can post a comment on our Facebook fan page or call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Hit pause right now. Make that call. And then you hit play after that. Today I have an email from Aliad. He writes, "Hi Mark, I am Cuban and I now live in Rosario, Argentina. I have always loved Celtic music since the first time I heard it. I believe it was a Riverdance show or something like that. It's been a long time, and one of my passions has been studying the Celtic culture and history, from Vercingetorix to W. Yeats, going through Cath MacTurid and the Red Branch of Ulster, Finn McCullough, you know. So now I'm living here in Argentina and found your podcast through a video on YouTube, and I've been listening ever since. I want to contribute at least a bit by sending you the link of a local Celtic folk band. They play every year in the Feria de las Colectividades in the Stand of Ayer. Listen to them, and hopefully the next podcast you will feature them. Saludos desde de la Argentina, Slancha." Thank you, Elliot, and I really appreciate it. That's awesome. Yes, there's a lot of great Celtic music you can find on YouTube, and I have yet to really experience it. I don't watch many YouTube videos, but I am posting these shows on YouTube, as Elliot points out. And if you want another way to support the podcast and support the artists even more so in this podcast, then go watch it over there. There's not much to watch, I'll say that, but you can listen to the show straight from YouTube. It's pretty awesome. If you have a band like the band you sent, is that Belthroven? I'm not sure if that's the name of the band or just the user ID. Then here's what you need to do. Email them. Find a way to email them or contact them. Let the bands know that they can submit through the podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com, because that is the absolute best way. I need your help to get more great artists in this podcast. And that means you have to go out there and say you find a favorite band. Say, I want to hear you on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Make it happen. And the show will only get better thanks to you. I also got an email from the Inter-Celtic Festival of Lorient. It is the largest festival in France, attracting more than 700,000 visitors every year. And this is the 44th anniversary. The Inter-Celtic Festival in Lorient unites all the Celtic countries, Brittany, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, Galicia, Asturias, Acadia, as they show off their culture and heritage. More than 200 concerts are planned, as well as unmissable events such as the Big Parade of Celtic Nations, a large procession with 3,500 performers in traditional costumes and inter-Celtic knights at the Mustoir Stadium. This takes place August 1st through 10th, and if you are in France, I'm not entirely sure where Lorient is. I assume it's up in Brittany, but I'm not entirely sure. If you are able to go to it, I would love to hear about it. I want to go to this festival. I've been hearing about it for, you know, oh God, I don't know how long, 10 years or something, but I would absolutely love to go check out this festival. There is a link to it on the website, including an English version. So if you're, I'm sure they have it in all languages since they're an international festival. So go check it out. Let's get back to the music. Next up is the Canny Brothers Band with Come to the Bower from One Drop of Whiskey.
Two, three, pulls a thousand on me lips. My mouth's back. drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny. Whiskey from an old tin can. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can. Whiskey for my Johnny. I drink it hot, I drink it cold. Whiskey, Johnny. I drink it new, I drink it old. Whiskey for my Johnny. Whiskey killed my poor old dad. Whiskey, Johnny. And whiskey drove my mother mad. Whiskey for my Johnny.
After the Canny Brothers Band was Before the Devil Knows You're Dead with Whiskey and Wine from Irish Goodbye, then came Whiskey Johnny by Battle Legs. It's from their album, From the Very Best of Battle Legs. Well, we are coming on the end of this show, but if you enjoy the music that you heard, then please subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download their MP3s, and see their shows. And let them know that you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And of course, like I said earlier, spread the word because, you know, the more people who know about this podcast, the better. The more you're going to get some great music and the show will just get better. And you can tell them to go to CelticMusicPodcast.com/submit and that will get them straight to the submission form and lots of great music. Now we're going to finish up this show with Nessa. This is The Fairy's Love Song from the self-titled album. Thanks so much for listening. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. If you enjoyed the music you heard, support the artists in the show, buy their music, then tell your friends to visit CelticMusicPodcast.com. And don't forget to post a review on iTunes.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.